information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Ah! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
When we start to ride, we know it's party time. MC Mighty Batman found the front line, representing my Zimba crew. You know how we do in the record store near you. Come on.
When we start to ride, we know it's party time. So everybody just move to the beat, yo. Ain't no bussin' and fighting in the club tonight. So everybody just move to the beat, yo. One of y'all is merging it tonight. Now we're ready to go there and move to the beat, no. No need to clarify this, you can't deny. So everybody just move to the beat, yo.
Yeah, there's a track called Move to the Beat from the late Michael Anesunema, otherwise known to many people as MC Mighty. His body was recently found this past Sunday in Ireland after he'd been missing for about a month. Yeah, that was really sad. Yeah, so sad. Incredibly sad. And my thoughts are with his family, his kids, and all that other stuff. Yeah. Very sad. A sad loss to the industry, but of course, a big, big loss to his family. Rest in peace, Michael Anesunema. So, hi, and welcome to this week's Criticals. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure. And, in a week that was kind of weird. It was like, those kind of weeks where there's stuff that happens, but stuff really doesn't happen. It was one of those weeks. It was like, yeah, okay. Starting off with some really other sad news. You know, that guy, B.B. King, yeah, the guy who sang The Thriller's Gone, Lucille, and all those other songs. Unfortunately, he passed away, yeah, in his sleep in Las Vegas. That was reported by his attorney. In other news, Music Soul Child is coming to South Africa. Yeah, so he'll be there for the Winter Jazz Festival. That's on the 12th and 13th of June. Tickets already available on CompuTicket. In other news, Zimbabwe's cricket team, the situation with them, are they going to go to play cricket in Pakistan or not? We're not sure because, well, there was a bomb, well, not a bomb, there was a whole lot of shooting and more of that stuff that happened, and 45 people died in Karachi the other day, and that's got people worried. The players, of course, are worried and all that other stuff. Zimbabwe cricket, people sent out a statement saying that the tour was cancelled, only to rescind that statement, saying, oh, no, wait, negotiations are still going on. So we're not sure at the moment. The guys might be going, might not be going. But to be honest, if they don't go, I am not going to be surprised. Not going to be one of those people that goes like, oh, can they not go? Are they a bunch of sissies? I don't know. It is just weird. Just weird. No, it's a volatile situation to take your people into, isn't it? For my sources, it looks like, yeah, there are people that really need this to go on, especially, to try and get that friendship with the Pakistani board going on and get more people to visit Zimbabwe, whatever, I don't know, whatever, it's kind of weird. In Burundi this past week, there was an attempted coup, yeah, attempted, we'd say, because some army general went and said, oh, we've taken over the country. The president went out of town, which is pretty naughty. The president was in Tanzania, and this guy goes and takes over the state radios, and then goes and says, we've taken over the country. Then the army chief of staff says, no, you haven't. And now, okay, the president is back in power. His name is Nkurunziza. He amended the constitution so he could stay in power for an illegal third term. Yeah, not a fan of Nkurunziza, but not a fan of coups either. So whatever, I don't know, it's a weird situation. Remember that other story? Yeah, remember, talked about it last week, about Miss World Zimbabwe and the news. The news which we still have not seen. Well, it came out this past week that Mary Chiwenga came out and said she would sue Emily Kachote if it was found out that she actually had nudes. Now, this makes sense because there was a form that was probably filled out and said, you know, you say that you don't have any nudes. And then suddenly you do, then, oh my goodness, you lied and all that other stuff. It feels like that situation with Manny Pacquiao where they say, you know, he would be charged with perjury after saying that he didn't have an injury when he fought Floyd Mayweather. So that sort of situation. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that situation is weird because until there's proof of nudes and stuff like that, I don't think there's a story. There's much ado about nothing, to be honest. And, you know, people just move on. It's just nudes, by the way, whatever. And then in South Africa, Musi Maimane was elected the new leader of the opposition, the first ever black leader of the Democratic Alliance, yeah. So, yeah, it's just a black face, to be honest. I'm not a fan of the DA, not a fan of any political party, to be honest, but, you know, not a fan of the DA particularly because, you know, it's essentially strongly entrenched in keeping, you know, policies that don't really work for the masses in state. So, like, one of the things is, let's not talk about race. Well, the problems in South Africa right now stem a lot from race. So you cannot wake up one day and just say, let's not talk about race and there's no color. Of course there's color. You know what I mean? There's color everywhere. This is the thing that really annoys me. When people tell me that, no, Larry, don't see color. I don't see you as a color. No, I want you to see me as a color. Because my color comes heritage. It's not just pigmentation of my skin. I've got a history that comes with having this skin color, you know, much the same way that an Irish person or a English person got a history or whatever, or a Chinese person, because whatever, you know, the heritage they come from, it comes a lot with their skin color. It's part of their heritage, if for want of a better word. Not being racist, it's just what it is, to be honest. Then finally, Big Brother Mzansi is coming to an end this past week. It's a show that didn't get much love from most of the continent, mostly because it was centered on South Africa and that sort of thing. Anyway, the three couples that are left are Chelsea and Bali, Ndombi and Ace, and K2 and Blue. So that's the situation in there. I don't know. It's a weird situation. I don't know. So that's the end of that. Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen with Big Brother this year. Last year's Big Brother Africa was kind of like, it was kind of weird. Anyway, on the other side of the DJ Simak top five tracks that play this, that he's got this week. He's got a special top five this week. I'm not going to preempt it and say stuff. I'm going to talk in the relationship segment this week. I'm going to talk about a new website that I came across that, helps African women deal with sex issues.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
A super DJ is this upon the turntable.
Ah, yes, that is a mixture of old school, early school, and preschool. That's what the kids are talking about these days. Like, some songs that are so old, they call them preschool. Like, they predated before school. DJ C-Mac's top five Zimbabwean tracks. I don't know if you say you should be listening to those right now, but I suppose at some point you should be listening to some old Zimbabwean music. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. And in this... Oh, by the way, catch DJ C-Mac on doing his thing on Star FM between 4:30 and 5 p.m. every week. Yeah, on Star FM. So the name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast. And this section, this is the relationship segment. What I'm going to talk about right now, I came across a website that was called Chinamwari. Apparently, it touts itself as being a repository for information concerning sexual issues, especially targeted at Zimbabwean women. It says for the African women, but it says particularly the Zimbabwean woman. Now, I have had a look at this website. Don't ask me how I came across it. I was just trolling the internet. I have had a look at this website, and it seems to have quite a lot of information. And as far as the subject is concerned, there's very graphic, you know, instructions on how to give a good hand job, for example. Also, graphic illustrations on positions of the day and, you know, other really extreme, I don't know, taboo subjects. Don't call them extreme, because calling them extreme gives the impression that they know they're not out of the usual and that sort of thing. And, you know, I had some people thinking, saying and responding back to me, saying, no, That sort of website is not necessary. You know, the existence of such, the fact that such a website has to exist comes down to the fact that the couples don't communicate so much. And, you know, if they communicated better, then they'd know how to do it. Now, okay, what if both people in the relationship are absolutely crap at sex? They're just completely horrible, hopeless, and they're just fumbling around and hoping to figure it out. Now, remember back in the day, there was the tete system where one of the aunts would teach the girl, you know, about sex and so forth. I mean, it delves into issues such as patriarchal systems in which the men were not necessarily taught by anyone, but and therefore the woman just came and just pleasured the guy and so forth, and there was no, you know, expectation that the man should, you know, provide ultimate satisfaction. Wada. That's not the point. But in essence, before there was a teaching system. And so, in essence, people found out about sex and that sort of thing from someone who teach them that if you want to take care of your partner, this is what you do, and so forth. Now they have these books like that come out, and some of the things are very Western. You're like, oh, okay, it will probably be interesting, but you know, my wife is a bit different, or my girlfriend's a bit different to the one that's illustrated. Then there's of course some people who resort to porn, which is kind of dangerous. Because then, you know, next thing you want to always replicate some of the things that you see in pornography with your partner. So therefore you're going to the extreme where you want to, you know, do things to her face that, you know, I don't know. Porn watchers will know what I'm talking about. Not to say I watch porn. Hinted. Anyway, so essentially you want to give the impression, you want people to have somewhere where they can learn some of these things. And the existence of blogs such as Chinamwari gives such a platform. Why? Because we live in a society that guys just kind of assumes it's like instant coffee that you should know all these things. And teaching the African woman from an African perspective, but the sexuality side of ourselves, because let's face it, we kind of treat all those topics, as I said earlier on, as taboo. And if that can help someone who's like, I don't know, this is just not happening. I don't know how to do it. I fumble around. I never get it correct. I think blogs like Chinamwari should exist. After all, you know, we sometimes guys get tips from their friends. You know, if you're not shy to go and ask, like, oh, okay, I ejaculate way too early than I should. Then you get told, okay, you need to pull this, do that, think about that. You know, all sorts of advice is given. I'm thinking maybe we should have an episode where I get someone to come and just talk about this stuff from a more in-depth perspective. I don't know. I'll think about that. But I don't know who's not shy, too shy. If you're out there and you think that you can contribute to such a topic or can be part of a topic that way, you could just have one queer casting, which like half of the queer cast is dedicated towards sex advice. Get in touch with me, info@larryquirirai.com or via my website, www.larryquirirai.com. Quirirai has got a Y-I at the end. And also you could get me on Twitter @Quirirai. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me this week. Catch me as you will every week on ZFM between 6:30 and 7 p.m. with my co-host, Kundai Chianika, on a program that is brought to you by the movement called The Switch. But besides that, I will see you next week. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. It's been Larry. It's been the Quirirai. Peace, love, and unity.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?